Welcome to episode 917 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Matthew, Mark, and Luke are called the Synoptic Gospels because they share a synoptic view of Jesus' life and teachings. This word, synoptic, comes from the Greek words syn, meaning together, and optikos, meaning of sight. So the word literally translates to seeing together. The Synoptic Gospels cover many of the same events in Jesus' ministry, often in a similar sequence. They also share a significant amount of wording in certain passages. This suggests they relied on some common sources or traditions when composing their accounts. The Gospel of John, on the other hand, presents a more distinct viewpoint with unique material and a different theological emphasis. By calling the first three books of the New Testament the Synoptic Gospels, scholars highlight the similarities in content and structure that set these three books apart from John's Gospel. The Gospel of John provides several unique revelations of Jesus that highlight theological depths about Jesus' identity and mission, offering profound insights into his divine nature and purpose.
Today's Top 10 List.
10 Unique Revelations of Jesus in the Gospel of John.
Number 1.
The Word made flesh. John begins his first chapter with a profound theological statement that Jesus is the Logos, or the Word, who existed with God from the beginning and is God himself. This revelation underscores Jesus' pre-existence, divine nature, and active role in creation. It climaxes with the Word becoming flesh and dwelling among humanity, emphasizing the incarnation as God's ultimate self-revelation.
Number 2.
The Only Begotten Son. John uniquely describes Jesus as the only begotten Son of God, a phrase that highlights the unique, intimate, and eternal relationship between Jesus and the Father. This revelation is central to understanding the exclusive nature of Jesus' sonship and his role in revealing the Father to the world. The term Son is used numerous times in the Gospel of John, appearing in several significant theological contexts. Specifically, the word Son appears approximately 42 times in the Gospel of John, far more than it appears in any other Gospel. This frequency underscores themes central to John's theological emphasis, particularly in expressions like Son of God and Son of Man, which are crucial for understanding Jesus' divine identity and his relationship with the Father.
Number 3.
The I Am Statements. There are two main perspectives on the number of I Am statements Jesus makes in the Gospel of John, depending on how strictly you define such a statement. The most common interpretation considers the following seven verses, where Jesus uses the form I Am, followed by a metaphor, or descriptor of himself. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have then light of life. Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. This one is unique due to the direct claim of pre-existence. More on this one in a moment. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Some interpretations include additional verses where Jesus uses I am in a way that could be seen as significant, even if not followed by a direct descriptor. Examples include the following. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. In this metaphor, Jesus describes himself as the true vine, with his followers as the branches. He explains that remaining in him is essential for bearing fruit, emphasizing dependence on him for spiritual vitality and productivity. This teaching underscores the importance of ongoing communion with Christ as the source of all spiritual life and effectiveness. In John 8 verse 58, Jesus' statement, "Before Abraham was, I am," is a more direct and literal claim to pre-existence. It is made in a dialogue with the Pharisees, the religious leaders questioning him. It doesn't rely on metaphor but suggests Jesus existed before the time of Abraham, a central figure in Judaism. This statement can be seen as a challenge to the authority of the Pharisees. It implies Jesus existed before their religious traditions and holds a higher authority. The phrase echoes the name God revealed to Moses in the burning bush. By using this phrase, Jesus implicitly claims to be God himself. This statement is so shocking that the Pharisees want to stone Jesus for blasphemy. This text provides evidence for Christians to support the idea that Jesus is God incarnate, existing eternally before his birth.
Number 4.
The giver of living water. Jesus' conversation with a Samaritan woman at a well introduces him as the giver of living water, a metaphor for the Holy Spirit. Later, during the Feast of Tabernacles, Jesus extends this metaphor to all believers, promising streams of living water will flow from within them, signifying the Spirit's indwelling.
Number 5.
The raising of Lazarus. The miracle of resurrecting Lazarus serves as a climactic sign in John's Gospel, showcasing Jesus' power over life and death. Before performing the miracle, Jesus reveals himself as the resurrection and the life, teaching that belief in him brings eternal life, transcending physical death. This miracle strengthens the faith of Jesus' followers, foreshadows the Messiah's own resurrection, and highlights not just his power and role as the giver of life, but also his compassion. Before Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead, he weeps. John 11 verse 35, which records this, is the Bible's shortest verse. It shows that Jesus feels sorrow and grief alongside his friends Mary and Martha, who are mourning the death of their brother. This portrays Jesus as someone who can truly understand human suffering.
Number 6.
The Farewell Discourse. This series of teachings and prayers, captured in chapters 14 to 17, happens during the Last Supper and is unique to John. Jesus discusses his relationship with the Father, the coming of the Holy Spirit, the importance of abiding in him, and his followers' relationship to the world. This discourse deeply explores the Trinitarian relationship and the spiritual union believers are to have with him.
Number 7.
The New Birth. In his conversation with the religious leader Nicodemus, Jesus introduces the concept of being born again, or born from above. This revelation emphasizes the necessity of spiritual rebirth through the Holy Spirit to enter the kingdom of God. It highlights the transformative and regenerative work of the Spirit, which is essential for true spiritual life and understanding.
Number 8.
The Son's unique relationship with the Father. Jesus states the Son can do nothing by himself, but only what he sees the Father doing. This intimate revelation shows the perfect unity and mutual indwelling of the Father and the Son. It also explains how Jesus' works are the works of the Father, reflecting divine authority and purpose.
Number 9.
The Bread of Life. After feeding the 5,000, Jesus declares himself the Bread of Life, asserting that whoever comes to him will never hunger, and whoever believes in him will never thirst. This statement reveals Jesus as the sustenance for eternal life, drawing a parallel to the manna given to Israel in the wilderness, and emphasizing he is the true life-giving nourishment from heaven.
Number 10.
The Light of the World. Jesus proclaims himself the light of the world, suggesting that following him will lead out of darkness into the light of truth. This revelation not only speaks to his divine truth and moral purity, but also his role in illuminating humanity's spiritual blindness. The concept of light is a recurring theme throughout the Gospels, especially in John. Light symbolizes God's truth and the spiritual understanding that comes from following Jesus. Darkness often represents sin, ignorance, and evil. Jesus is presented as the light that dispels darkness and brings people out of spiritual blindness. The concept of light offers hope and the promise of salvation for those who believe in Jesus. These revelations in the Gospel of John further enrich our understanding of Jesus' divine nature, his inseparable union with the Father, and his central role in the spiritual life of believers. John's Gospel invites readers into a deeper engagement with Jesus, not only as the historical Messiah, but as the eternal Son of God, who offers a transformative relationship with himself and the Father through the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you for the unique insights offered in the Gospel of John. May we grow in our understanding of Jesus as the Word made flesh, the giver of life and light, and the bridge between us and you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest, today.